7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
In the right direction. This call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 8 o'clock p.m.
Oh, that's interesting. An interesting round number, but that's clearly not the time. It's not the top of the hour. It's the bottom of the hour. And the actual time is 19:30 UTC. Hooray! Yay! Why are we so happy? Because 1930 UTC is the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am not Hello Kitty. And I don't need to tell you that I really wish I was. But nope, not Hello Kitty. Just a regular person who just happens to be the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I am the chairman. And I'm pretty happy about that because it gives me the power to drink the most delicious tea. And it's yummy. It's so good. Is there any more? Now we still got a little bit in the teapot. Let's drink some more. Oh, that looks like it's about all there is, though. What are we drinking anyway? Oh, it's good. Mmm. So delicious. Oh, I like it. Oh, that's gingin' may, kids. Oh, we're drinking delicious gingin' may again today. Well, at least we started off. This is the tea left over from last night. Oh, there's still a little bit left in the teapot. So maybe I will drink a little bit more, but I definitely have to change it up later today. I guess we could go with Chaguanyin. I think we're going to have to switch to Chaguanyin, the Iron Goddess of Mercy, later tonight. I do love my oolongs. Oh. And there goes the last of the tea. Okay. This means we can finally get out of the car. Okay. All right. What are we doing? What's happening? What's going on? Where are we? Today we're going to the creek. We're going to check the creek real quick because it's a very nice day. Oh, I see somebody teeing up already on our hole. It's a really nice day. It's calm. It's sunny. Not a cloud in the sky. It's 20 degrees Celsius or just about that. It's lovely and I'm happy. Okay, that was a good drive. I could hear it. Last night, at dusk, during golden hour, instead of going out to look for dudes yesterday, I jumped in my car and I started driving around to all the golf courses I know looking for golf ball washers so I could take pictures. I went out to my parents' house, as I mentioned I might, and I drove around the golf courses in their neighborhood, and I only found golf ball washers in one place, and it was the really super duper really nice super fancy professionally rated whatever blah 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 golf course in town, and this is the one that has security, so I didn't want to go running out onto the golf course, and I couldn't really find anybody to talk to in a quick search. Oh, did somebody actually knock one into the creek? Yeah. This guy is looking down in the creek for Guff Bar. So anyway, I was driving around looking for we're not gonna go down in the creek yet. We're gonna wait for these literal losers, people who have lost their bowl, and we'll see what happens next. Anyway, what was that sound? So I drove around and I did see some bull watchers, but I didn't get any photos of them or anything. What am I hearing? What am I hearing? Squirrels or something? I don't know. Or is there something in the creek? No, that was just a bird right there. Okay. So after driving around and looking for and looking for golf balls or golf ball washers, I then left and I had to go home. And you know, going home, I have to drive right by Herrenhaven and all those places. So I went into Herrenhaven and I parked in the parking lot, but I didn't do Herrenhaven stuff. I did golf ball stuff. I picked a golf ball up out of the parking lot. Then I walked around and I found a few more white golf balls. And then when I was just about to give up, I found a red Callaway number 2. Between the gate and the fence, it was great. I was like, this is a good place to find a red golf ball, Tobe. You know what blows my mind is that these people did not get on the green on their tee shot. This hole is not 70 meters long. Right, so anyway, I found a whole bunch of golf balls around the golf course by Herrenhaven, and then I actually came here. And I came down into the creek last night, wondering if anybody was golfing. There were still people golfing last night, and I did see some golf balls. I picked up one white golf ball, and I put it in my pocket, and then I was looking around, and I decided to check upstream. And I looked upstream, and I looked in the creek bed, and oh my God, there's a green golf ball up there. Green as the grass, green as... It's the perfect green golf ball. It's exactly what we were looking for. I went running. And then things got weird. And then I realized, wait a minute, that's not a golf ball. It's too big. I got close to it, and it was too big to be a golf ball. It was like a ball pit ball. One of those home ball pits. Who thinks that's fun? Can we get down here yet? Maybe, maybe not. Is this a kid and his grandpa? This is a kid and his grandparents? What? This is three kids? This is family golf day. All right. Let's go see if they lost any golf balls. So I was down here last night. And the mud is a little bit sticky. The water was high last night because, you know, it's been raining. It's been raining the last couple days. Oh my God, I see a red one already, but it's in a bad spot. It's in a bad spot, but I see color. We need to get down in here. This is why we come. This is why we come. So yeah, last night I found a red, bringing my red golf ball count up to 6, not including this one that I can see. Oh, and it's dug into the mud even. Ugh. But I gotta have it. And of course, I wore my best shoes today. Good job, Tobe. Good job, Tobe. You freaking idiot. We're never gonna get to that one. It's in the worst possible spot. And it's in the mud. And, okay, I just wanted to make this a quick golf ball check day. But now that we actually have a golf ball, and it's one that I want, now we have problems. Okay, let's get down there. The other thing that had occurred to me is we need to find a red golf ball that is glossy, not a red matte finish one. All the reds we have are matte finish. That's six. This one up here is a matte finish. This is probably a Callaway. Is it a Callaway number two? Is it a Callaway three? What I really need is now is also a Callaway matte finish red number one. Because I have a two, I have a three, I have a four. The only thing I don't have is a one. Ooh, this is soft mud. This is not good. Okay, so where are we here? Can I get to it? My stick is not long enough. Almost long enough. Yes, okay, I have moved the ball. Oh, I am rolling it towards me through the water. I've got it in my hands. I'm rinsing it off in the water. What is it? It's a Wilson. It's a Wilson number three. And it's red. Is this my first Wilson colored golf ball? It might be. Yes, we've got a red golf ball. Another red golf ball. This is why we come down here to find some golf balls. And I did. So I win. I found the red golf ball. Red golf ball. Red, red golf ball. Happy to find you, red, red golf ball. Yay! Okay, now how did I get here? Where did I come from? Well, how did I get here? This is not my beautiful house. This is not my beautiful life. Well, actually, it is my beautiful life. My beautiful life of colored golf ball collecting. What if I cross here? Is this going to work? Is this quicksand that I'm about to step into? No, I did not die. This is great. All right. We got a red golf ball. Red golf ball today. And it's early. And I don't think there's been many people golfing. This golf ball was lost today. Like I said, I was down here last night. Just as it was getting dark. And there were no red golf balls down here. All right. So now I'm going to walk upstream a little bit just to look around, check the far bank. And I know there's a bunch down in the water here. Oh, where did they go? Are they just hiding? Or did somebody get them? Somebody must have got them. Because there was like three right here. But they are not here any longer. Was I looking for these last night? I don't remember if I saw these last night or not. Okay, so this might mean that our other golf ball hunters are out and about enjoying the season. I'm going to go up a little bit further. Ugh. Yeah, and it was right down there where I thought I found the green golf ball. It was crazy, because I could see it just sitting there on the mud flat. And it was clearly green. Yeah, we got more people walking along. They're losing golf balls like crazy. Oh boy, we're going to have to come back later today. I'm going to come back in about 6 hours. Because it's a perfect day for golf. It's a perfect day for golf. Beautifully clear. 20 degrees. Like 68 degrees Fahrenheit. It's going to be a lot of people golfing. A lot of noobs wanting to get out and try those new golf clubs they got for Christmas. Yeah, there's another little kid. There's a 4-year-old kid playing. Yep, I'm back up on top of the bank. There's people walking all over the place. And I got another red golf ball, bringing my count to 7. The red golf ball count is 7. Now, is this matte finish? Yeah, this is matte finish, this Wilson number 3. Oh, and it has the name Kyle on the side. Somebody got some custom golf balls. Again, maybe as a Christmas gift. And lost them in the creek. So anyway, I think that we need to go back to my house. I need to do something. What was I going to do? What was I going to tell you? Other than, you know, all the golf balls that I found yesterday. I found, including the red one I found last night, I probably found 9, possibly 10 golf balls. I'm glad there wasn't many down in the creek to find last night, because I had so many golf balls in my pants that my pants are starting to have a difficult time staying up. All right, back in my car. It's gonna take a couple minutes to drive home, so while I'm driving, let me plug you in to the magic music machine. You listen to this. Yeah, you just heard that. Is that awesome or is that not awesome? All right, in case you were confused, that was another Bill McClintock mashup, and that was The Doors, mostly L.A. Woman, over the top of 2 Minutes to Midnight by Iron Maiden. That was the music bed. And, of course, we got to hear a little bit of Riders on the Storm in there as well. But that's fun. The Doors and Iron Maiden. Call it Iron Doors and their song, you know, Midnight Woman. I think Bill McClintock, he decided to call it 2 Minutes to L.A. Hey, Pippa, what are you doing? Pippa has arrived, and now she's playing with my headphone cord. What are you doing? This is not a kitty toy. These are my head cables. These are the cables I use to plug my head into the computer machine to make the radio. That's how we make the radio with kitties. Hi, kitty. So I got an obnoxious cat. Anyway. Yeah, Bill McClintock. If you need a good mashup, if you need a good laugh, or you need to hear something familiar and yet entirely foreign, highly recommended. I do love mashups every once in a while. I like a good remix. The problem with mashups, though, you know, you got to be careful. You got to choose the right songs. You got to do the research. You got to do the work. Otherwise, you know, you try something out and it just turns out to be, you know, like a big greasy mess.
Are you gonna get it now? What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Your 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to walk.
But it doesn't matter, Kirk, because 1981 mom is walking in the door singing L.A. Woman and Hey, That Shines.
Hey, That Shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, well, just messing around with the Doors and some Iron Maiden. 1981, Mom. You should be familiar with these concepts in 1981. I mean, child, please. Anyway, so, in golf ball news. Oh, now my cat's over there sniffing the golf ball. The new golf ball, the new Wilson number 3, the red Wilson number 3. Is a slightly different shade. It's just a little bit lighter than all of my other red golf balls. You know, the Noodle is pretty much brick red. The Callaways are almost brick red. The Titleist is Ready Red. And the Wilson is one shade of Ready Red lighter than Ready Red. So it's lovely. But as I'm sitting there looking at them, I can't help but look at the blue golf ball. My eye is drawn towards the blue golf ball. Oh, I love my blue golf ball so much. Still can't get over it. I can't believe I finally own a blue golf ball. And I was really freaking out. Yes, last night when I thought I found the green golf ball. Wah, green golf ball! But when I was out last night, actually, it was earlier than that. Regular committee members who listened to yesterday's show will remember that I was confused about getting a call from my pharmacy telling me I had a prescription ready, one that I didn't know that I was going to have be ready. And so I went up to the grocery store, which is also my pharmacy now, to get the prescription. And yes, it's my hydroxyzine, my super allergy drug, my mega antihistamine, my super mega. And anyway, while I was at the store, I thought, you know, I'd better check to see if that new product is on the shelves yet, because I've been waiting for over a week. I've been waiting for over a week for a new flavor of popular cola beverage. Mango flavor. The committee knows how much I like mango. I drink mango juice. I eat mango candy. Mango, mango, mango this, mango that. Everything is mango. And recently, one of the large soft drink producers of a very major cola-flavored soft drink decided to make a mango-flavored version of their cola-flavored soft drink. And I can't mention the company name because they're not giving me any free products. I won't mention the brand. I had to buy this. I had to buy this stuff because, yes, I found it. There I am, walking down the soda aisle, singing songs about Nyampasu.
Nyampasu!
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 Nyampasu! And then I saw it. I had to walk all the way to the end. It's almost the last thing in the aisle. And I only wanted to buy a little bit, but the smallest quantity I could buy Nyampasu was a 12-pack. A 12-pack. What's that in metric for all my international listeners? I guess that's it's 10. It's a 10-pack because metric is based in 10, and there's no dozen in metric. So I had to buy a whole bunch of cans of mango-flavored cola soft drink. And I'm going to try it for the first time right now. Let's open up this can. And yeah, I'm going to drink it straight out of the can. Yeah, I'm really excited. Yay! I might have to pour this into a glass over ice at some point in time, but I want to taste it just like this. Okay, here we go. My very first sampling of the mango-flavored cola beverage. It says mango. Cola beverage with a splash of mango juice and other natural flavors. Here we go. I don't taste any mango. Oh, wait, yeah. Okay. Yo, no, now I'm getting it. Okay. Okay. I am officially tasting mango. I'm tasting a lot of cola beverage type flavors. What other? They added other flavors. It says, and other natural flavors. What other natural flavors are there? I'm looking at the ingredients. Carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, mango juice concentrate, caramel color, sodium polypropylate, natural flavor, potassium, caffeine, gum arabic, citric acid, calcium, disodiumita, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so they're not going to tell us, and that's okay. I kind of like it. It's very weird. And you know how much I love weird stuff? Hit it! So, I'm going to try this over some ice in a glass. It'll be yummy delicious. As much as I'd love to sit here and play wacky music for you, we're out of time. I do like collecting golf balls with you every day at 19:30 because this is the Dubious Goals Committee. And boy, it gets dubious around here with all these weird synth golf balls and mango-flavored drinks. Tune in tomorrow at 19:30 UTC. I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.